We like to recognize celebrities when they come into Ventura County, and today we've got a celebrity suspense writer who's visiting the county to do a book signing. Jeff Deaver was born outside of Chicago. I won't tell you the year. He can do that if he likes himself. He wrote his first book, which was two chapters long, when he was 11 years old, and he has been writing ever since. He got his Bachelor of Journalism degree from the University of Missouri, go Tigers, and then you became a writer, and ultimately you had this crazy notion you wanted to go back to law school, so you enrolled at Fordham Law School, got your law degree there, and fortunately I think you came to your senses, you started writing novels, and to date you've done 22 different novels, including your latest one, which you're going to be talking about today. And your books have been translated into 35 different languages and have been translated onto the screen. Most notably, your book, The Bone Collector, was starring Denzel Washington, was released by Universal Pictures, another of your Lincoln Rhyme books that are out there. So welcome to the show, Jeffrey Deaver. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm humbled hearing all that. I'm also exhausted. I didn't know I'd done so much.
You are a man of many talents, and we want to get them out there. I know that your time is precious because you are on your way to that book signing, but tell us about your latest book, The Burning Wire.
Well, this is the ninth in the series that stars, I guess I would say, Lincoln Rhyme, the character that your listeners may know from The Bone Collector. And I love my villains. Villains are actually my favorite characters in the books. And this villain is a fellow who gets into the New York City power grid, but he doesn't do what sort of the cliche that you'd see in a bad made-for-TV movie. He doesn't shut it down. He does the opposite. He revs it up so that, well, frankly, people get electrocuted when they're walking down the street. They touch a doorknob. They reach for one of those little push buttons to change the light, and zap, that's it. And Lincoln and Amelia, the characters from the Bone Collector and about eight other books, get on the case. And it's a typical Jeffrey Deaver. It's really a cat-and-mouse chase. It takes place over a couple days, moves really quickly. People's palms sweat, and I think I have to say it's a pretty good read.
Well, I have not read it yet. I'm waiting for the copy from your publicist, but I will say your past books are great. I like Lincoln Rhymes because he's flawed, and I can relate more to him than I can to some of the other fictional heroes that are out there as well. And I think that the combination of Rhymes and Sax is a good combination for you as well. Tell me, I know we've only got a couple of minutes. You're going to do this book signing over at Mysteries to Die For in Thousand Oaks.
Yeah.
Tell me, in your opinion, why do local independent bookstores matter?
Oh, local independent bookstores are the backbone of the business. I say that this for two reasons. One, out of a great deal of loyalty, because I write a book that is, you know, it's a little bit different. They take place over a really short time frame. They are not traditionally what you'd think of as your classic murder mystery. I get the juices going really fast. It's been the hand-selling of independent bookstores going back, I've been doing this for about 30 years now, that really built my audience. And now that audience is, you know, 4 or 5 million people around the world, and I have the independents to thank for getting me going. But most important, they're the conduit to get the stories into the hands of folks in little communities around the world. That's what's important about them.
Just like here in Ventura County. I think well said, very well said. We're talking to Jeffrey Deaver, everybody. His latest book is The Burning Wire. It is a great read for you at the beach this summer, so you may want to pick it up, say, have some little beach reading. I want to ask you a serious question, if I can, Jeffrey. I want to come back to your premise about The Burning Wire and taking hostage the whole electrical grid in New York. You know, and the question is this, that Tom Clancy wrote a novel many years ago where a jet plane crashes into a building, killing everybody inside.
Sure, right.
Several years later, we had 9/11. You know, what effect do you think stunning plots like yours and like Tom Clancy's have on influencing would-be criminals or would-be terrorists?
Oh, sure. I'm very cognizant of that responsibility. And that's one of the reasons that my villains are really, I guess I call them super villains. What happens in the book, although it's credible in the sense that I weave a believable spell, I like to think, couldn't really happen. I mean, you could sit down with my book and there's no way in the world you could actually do anything to the grid. But what I do is suspend disbelief so that my readers say, wow, you know, that's scary. I think that could actually happen. And then they're going to think twice about maybe pushing that button to cross the street. Well, it couldn't really happen. And I'll say another thing that I'm very aware of. Young people reading the books. I have my readers go down to like 13 or 14.
Sure.
And I know they're, you know, I remember when I was 13 and 14, I was a bit impressionable, a little impulsive. So I'm very cautious about kind of generating that testosterone among the kids and so forth. I keep the violence off camera. I kind of adhere to Alfred Hitchcock's theory, which was suspense is better than gore. So my books, on the surface, they appear to be a bit violent. Actually, it's more suspense. We don't see anything gruesome. No kids are hurt. No children. No animals. None of that happens.
Oh, I love it. I love it. An author who relies on suspense and leaves all of the blood and guts to your imagination, which is probably scarier.
I have to say, Bill, I saw one of those Saw movies. Well, I got about halfway through it, and I said, oh, this is just icky. I don't care for this.
I see. Yeah, I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all. Now, you're on your way to the book signing over at Mysteries to Die For. Mm-hmm. Where can our listeners learn more about you and about some of the books that you've written?
Well, you can certainly go to jeffreydeaver.com, my website, and you'll learn a bunch of interesting stuff. For instance, I'm in the midst of writing the new James Bond novel for
next
year.
Are you? You're going to take over the role of Ian Fleming?
I sure am. I've been in talks with the wonderful Ian Fleming estate for the last 6 months or so, and we finally decided to go ahead and do it, and that book will be out next year. We don't have a title for it yet, but it's kind of a fun project because you mentioned that little book I wrote many, many years ago.
Yes.
I was about 11 years old.
Yes.
Well, that was sort of an homage to James Bond. I think my hero was probably called Fred Bond or something like that.
Something very similar.
He was a spy from probably in Washington, D.C. But we've been talking to the estate, and I'm in the midst of the book now, so your listeners can go to jeffreydeaver.com and learn more about that.
Well, now that's breaking news. So you're going to be the next James Bond writer taking over for Ian Fleming.
I am, cool. And I keep waiting for the phone calls from Aston Martin and Bentley saying, Mr. Deaver, I think you need to try out the new car, but that hasn't happened yet.
They will come, believe me, they will
come.
great. We've been talking to Jeffrey Deaver, everybody. He is an author who has just written a new book, The Burning Wire. It is a great summer read if you take it with you to the beach, get some sun, get some entertainment as well.